Alan Stajic, the sacked coach of the Australian women's soccer team, is demanding an investigation and he's considering suing the Football Federation of Australia over his dismissal. He was axed last month by the FFA, which said it was concerned about the team's culture under his watch. But Stajic denies any wrongdoing and is angry about the damage to his reputation. Samantha Donovan has more.
Alan Stajic fronted the media for the first time since he was blindsided by his sacking 3 weeks ago. At times, he was tearful and struggled to speak.
The events of the last few weeks have devastated both me and my family. My career's in tatters and my reputation's been ruined. My family must live out this daily drama in the public eye. I consider these actions of the FFA to be without foundation and unjustifiable. And the alleged actions of the FFA board member have smeared my name not only as an international coach, but as a father and a person.
The FFA stunned Matildas fans and soccer followers when it dismissed the national coach. The chief executive, David Gallop, cited problems with the team culture as the reason. He said concerns about the players' welfare was a factor after the results of two player surveys. One, a so-called well-being audit conducted with the help of the Players' Union, and another on gender equality done by Our Watch, an organisation which campaigns on violence against women. Alan Stajic says he still doesn't know why he was axed.
Well, I can only repeat what David Gallop said to me, that the team had a poor culture and that I, as head coach, am responsible for that. My reply to that answer, we have, you know, our former captain still in our team, Claire Polkinghorne, and she said publicly a few days ago she had not experienced any bullying, fat shaming or toxic environment that have been cited as a reason. So if she can come out and say an answer like that, I think that's pretty reflective of what the whole team thinks.
Stajic says he's always tried his hardest to give genuine care to all the players in his teams, and the Matildas had been working on improving team culture constantly.
All of us, staff and players, strive daily to overcome any issues, on or off the field, to ensure we could be the best we could possibly be. As people, first and foremost, and then as footballers, representing our families, our sport and our country.
Stajic confirmed his lawyers are advising him on the possibility of suing the FFA for defamation and breach of contract.
In 5 years, I've never had a conversation with anyone on executive, CEO, chairman, about the culture of my team, and the first time I'd ever spoken to David Gallop about this issue, as I said, was on the 18th of January, and that conversation went for somewhere around about 20 minutes. There's been a lack of clarity, there's been a lack of transparency, there's certainly been a lack of due process.
Alan Stajic says the majority of the Matildas have contacted him in recent weeks.
The team have to regroup as a group and they're still focused on the World Cup and they have to be. They've been building for this their whole career, so there's individuals here and there's a team here that's important at play, and that's still my priority and my wish for them to be as successful as they can. It is hurtful that I won't be part of that journey, but the most pressing issue for me in the short term is the damage that's been done by the speculation innuendo.
Alan Stajic there, Samantha Donovan, our reporter. And in response, David Gallop from the FFA says Mr. Stajic knows that the team environment was not satisfactory and that a change was needed. And he says the FFA was mindful that those who took part in the review processes, including those surveys and other information that was gathered, did so on a confidential basis. We will not breach those commitments to players and staff, David Gallop says.